following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Right now, every time you buy something, anything with Discover, you automatically have a chance to win up to $1 million.
So if I buy these jeans, I could win $1 million?
Yep.
This stainless steel dishwasher?
Uh-huh.
This chocolate bar?
You bet.
This chocolate bar?
Yeah, didn't you just buy that?
It's my emergency chocolate.
Oh, gotcha. So remember, the next time you buy something, use Discover, because it could make you a millionaire. Limitations apply. No purchase or card application necessary. Visit discovergiveaway.com for official rules.
Information is power.
It's valuable.
Mid-sized businesses rely on it.
Because we are the engines of a smarter planet.
We need data to be stored and secure.
We need easy access to it. From anywhere, anytime.
Introducing cloud-based backup, managed by IBM.
It provides enterprise-level protection.
Without the added costs.
That's smarter business on a smarter planet.
Services started under $3 per user per month. Visit IBM.com/backup. Prices are subject to change by IBM without notice.
If you follow high school sports, you get the opportunity to be excited about this. If you don't follow high school sports, I'll shut the radio off. No, that's not right. We're going to talk college sports. We're going to talk pro sports. I think we kind of do that every day.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show with Doug Duda.
Can you do the show today? I need to go take a nap. I lay stuff out for you and you just bury it. I thought my pile on my side of the desk was an embarrassment. I do things for you on this show all the time. I'm always giving for you.
And Big Daddy Tony Davis.
Get over here and sit on my lap, sweet baby.
Oh, Tierra Park wasn't her name?
No.
Oh.
No.
Does that change the way you look at things?
Get in contact by emailing the Dent Popper inbox at DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com or give us a call on the Bruce Furniture fan line at 1-888-455-ESPN, 1-888-455-3776. Now let's head to the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Doug and Daddy Show on a Thursday. Glad to have you along with us on this Doug and Daddy Show. Got a packed show again for you today. We're going to continue our preview of the Heartland Hoops Classic with Gretna boys basketball coach Brad Feakin. Only one loss on the year. They come in 18-1 currently on the season. That loss coming back to Pius in the holiday tournament. And that one was a two-point loss. So they're a bucket away from being undefeated. And they will be in the holiday tournament, in the Heartland Hoops Classic coming up on Saturday here on ESPN when they take on Adams Central. Also coming up, continuing our preview of district wrestling, Ross Halford of HuskerMat.com is going to join us in our next segment. And at the bottom of the hour, Mitch Sherman of the Omaha World Herald is going to join us to talk about the Husker coaches. And Daddy Steve Sipple blogging today, Husker Extra, really cool spot if you want to keep up to date on what's going on the world of sports at the Journal Star website. He's basically writing the story because they have to wait till next week for it to be official. Still apparently looking at one spot out there, still trying to find maybe one coach out there, but everything else is pretty much done. They're trying to get Watson, and apparently he's got a couple good leads to maybe get an NFL job, Sean Watson, to do that. So, you rag on and you bag on all the bloggers and all the chat board people, but you know what? If Coach Pelini is not going to be able to or just decides not to do it right away when it comes to these things, this is what it's going to be like. And let's face it, no one in the world is going to be shocked when this announcement comes out because everybody already knows about it.
Yeah, the names are out there, and everybody, you know, I had a conversation yesterday, and basically the conversation went like this. With people we talk to and get some of our information from, he says, do you really care who the running back coach is? You know, that really got me thinking. Is it going to change my life? Do I need to make 8 more phone calls to see if somebody else has got an interesting lead about this? No, we know who, the offensive coordinator is Tim Beck. Tim Beck 6 years ago was at a high school in Texas. He's continually moved his way up. Called some plays at Missouri State. I don't know how much different they're going to make the offense. Obviously, it's going to be somewhat different. Otherwise, they wouldn't go this direction. If they wanted to continue going the direction that they had it going, which was unsuccessful, I would have just thought after the bowl game, it would have been pretty easy, even before the recruiting class was announced, to say that these guys were gone.
So we'll talk about all of that more with Mitch Sherman. If you got a question for Mitch or a comment on any of the topics today or a new topic, love to hear from you at the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. The Dent Popper inbox, Doug, spell out the word and, A-N-D, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Some other items, though, since really this first segment's about the only segment that's going to be kind of open, we'd love to hear from you, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. A couple of other things that we do want to talk about on the program today, and we'll kind of work our way maybe from the bottom of importance to the top, because a couple of things that have happened in the last 24 hours out of the sporting world. 44 free throw attempts for the Baylor men last night. Really? Bright side for our area, Drake Bronick, season high 32 minutes, 10 points. Thought he played well. Tony McCray, career high 23 points. But they were playing catch-up the entire night. From the opening get-go, they were playing catch-up last night against the Baylor Bears and fall 74-70. Nebraska shoots 45%. Baylor shoots 50%. All of a sudden, what's going on with the Nebraska defense? Teams are starting to light them up here lately.
Well, I just think it's, you know, one of those styles of play has got to win out. And those guys are just so athletic. I was, you know, the one thing that, I'll talk to Drake hopefully later in the week. I'm going to just say, Drake, you had back-to-back shots. On the third possession down, you should have shot that ball. You can't wait for one of those other bozos. There's about four of them on that team that could hit a bull in the ass with a scoop shovel. I mean, when you line up for a three-point shot and shoot the thing 2 foot over the basket, I just, as a Division I athlete, you're dismissed from your scholarship. I'm sorry, you don't show up tomorrow for practice.
Nebraska shot 54% in the second half, and Baylor shot 63%.
Does it just seem out there like, I'm trying to, on the offensive side of the ball, every Nebraska possession is just tedious work, and we've got to scratch and claw for everything we get.
That's what it's supposed to be. They don't want to get in a high-scoring game because they don't have the athletes. They want to slow the game down. That's one of the reasons why. They usually end up getting pretty good shots. Not always, but a lot of the time, and that's what it is. Heck, they put up 70 points last night, and they weren't at the free throw line. They were 16-19 compared to Baylor, 31-44. I mean, that's where this basketball game was decided last night. 24 fouls called on the Big Red, 15 on Baylor.
But down the stretch, it just seemed we'd work 25 seconds, scratch and claw and fight and push and shove, and we get an open shot and we knock it down. Baylor go down, two passes, somebody make a back cut, dunk.
Oh, yeah. They're starting to find the film from the first Kansas game on how to do that. And I think teams have finally scouted Nebraska well enough that they know how to defeat them. Here's the interesting stat. And I don't know if we fouled Baylor on any three-pointers last night. Nebraska fouled 24 times in the game. Don Lease thinks that's not very many because they got called for 33 on Tuesday. Baylor shot 44 free throws. Do the math. 24 times 2 is only a possibility of 48 free throw attempts on 24 fouls. We weren't fouling on makes. We weren't fouling and they were missing the front end of one and ones. They were getting two shots every single time. That can't happen, Andre Almeida.
No, you nailed it. The first thing I was going to bring up this morning is free throws. It was just, you saw that last night down the stretch in the second half. And on the road in the Big 12, it doesn't just happen in Nebraska. It just seems that that's the pattern. I didn't jump up and down last night screaming about the officiating being poor, but it just seemed at times that some of the block charge calls, certainly it just seems like you never get one on the road.
Well, there was one, I don't know if it was the third or the fourth foul they called on Tony McCray, but the Baylor guy out on the wing, standing on the three-point line, leans his shoulder in, backs McCray off, then takes the shot, then airballs the shot, then the whistle goes off. You cannot allow, I mean, you are the crappiest official in the world if you do that. I mean, what, the P get stuck?
No,
that's not what happened. You're inventing a call is what you're doing. You should be immediately again be suspended. I don't know what it takes to be the director of officials of any conference at any level. You look at that and you go, okay, Chester there, I sent you out there to put that insulator on the line, but you took down 2 miles of NPPD line. That's okay, though. Here's your check and a good bonus. All right, we got overtime for putting that back up. No, you're suspended.
You're right.
You don't get to come back on EA crew.
You're nailing it.
And but Nebraska now has a couple of winnable games. Oklahoma State at home, then Oklahoma. Oklahoma's a lot better now that conference play has started for some reason, but still winnable games for the Huskers, just enough to make you pay attention one last time before they completely go in the tank. These next couple three games will decide whether they go to the NIT or not. The Nebraska women, they shot 28% last night. I know Baylor's good, and with Griner in there, you can't get the ball inside, so you have to hope you can hit outside shots. Didn't happen last night. Hastings College women, they lose in overtime. They got to be beating their heads against the wall over there. All the games that Hastings has led. I mean, it's happened at UNK for the men quite a bit, too. But they seem to be able, if the games were 30 minutes, these guys would be in the top 10, all of them. But they haven't been able to find that formula to go for the final 10 minutes, and hopefully that'll change for them at Dort. UNK wrestling a winner by 1 point yesterday at Western. Hastings College dropped both in their double duel, and now they are off until the NAIA qualifier. Daddy! You know what's this weekend? Next weekend, we got to have to start putting this in. It's state wrestling, followed by state swimming, girls state basketball, boys state basketball. Oh, it all starts this weekend. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. The Nebraska High School Bowling Federation State Championship Tournament at Madsen's in Sun Valley Lanes in Lincoln, February 12th through 13th. Many area teams will be competing, including the defending Class A champion, Grand Island Girls.
Looking forward to this. Looking forward to this more and more by the minute now.
Central Catholic, Aurora, Burwell, a 3-time defending champion, Lexington, led by the Kyle Hainers.
Yeah.
Hastings is there. Oh, boy, I'm scanning some more. Ravenna boys and girls are headed to Lincoln as part of the Class C field again. Boy, Donovan is headed there. I mean, it's coming up this weekend. I got to ask you this, Daddy. You know he's not doing anything. How has Fast Eddie not got the Elwood team ready to go and the Elwood bowlers at state?
This time of year, he's looking for something to do after retiring. Ed, what the hell is going on? Let's go. That could be your, you know what, you're looking to contribute to the community still. Put together your bowling team and get them to Lincoln.
And of course, I don't know. Maybe some of the Elwood kids are going up and carrying this Lexington program. I don't know. I just don't know. And, of course, the top story in the last 24 hours. Oh, yeah, people. It happened. It happened yesterday. It was a near-capacity crowd. I think the invitation worked at the end of the program. But, ladies and gentlemen, I bring you Crane Game champion Big Daddy Tony Davis, who dominated at Godfather's yesterday and won the Indianapolis Colt, Bear, or Tiger, or whatever it was. And, I mean, I know you're an addict because you had to ask friends for quarters because you ran out.
Yes.
And, you know, you're an addict, and you just you couldn't get away from the nifty tunes on the Crane Game there at Godfather's. But you did win a prize. And
then I dedicated that prize and then named it to H. Man from Riverdale. I named it Peyton.
Peyton the Bear with an Indianapolis Colts jersey. And then some of your friends won a Saints Bear.
Well, I moved it out for them. Suckers. I can't believe the guy that had him drop down that little hole. I couldn't move him.
Ladies and
gentlemen, good for them.
We'll let you know the next time that Daddy will be making an appearance. I mean, you know, it's a good thing that the place seats over 140 now because it was near capacity yesterday. And folks,
tables were cheering.
It was the food. I think they ate more food because the energy it took to watch you work, sweat, grind, pull, grasp, shove.
That's what I was eating, the buffet.
We'll be back after this on the Doug and Daddy Show. Ross Halford of HuskerMat.com, Mitch Sherman, Omaha World Herald, Brad Feek, and Gretna Boys Basketball Coach.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259. where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd from ESPN Radio. Are you in the mood for something brand new and exciting for lunch? Try Domino's $5 carryout lunch menu. Just listen to some of the choices you have to pick from. A variety of penne pastas in a dish, oven-baked sandwiches, or two-topping small inspired pizzas for $5 each. Go to Domino's for their new $5 carryout lunch menu today. This offer only available until 2, carryout only. Bread bowl may be extra. You must ask for this limited time offer. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary. The $5 carryout lunch menu only at Domino's.
If you wait till the last minute to buy Valentine's Day flowers, you're going to pay a lot more at the local florist. But with Pro Flowers, you get 100 blooms of love plus a free glass vase, only $19.99. Only radio listeners can get this exclusive upgrade. Add chocolate to teddy bear and a lavender bath kit, just $10 more. Guaranteed Valentine's Day delivery. Guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days. Call 1-800-PRO-FLOWERS and mention ESPN Radio. Or go to proflowers.com, click on the microphone in the top right corner, and type in ESPN Radio. Offer expires Friday.
More exciting high school basketball comes your way this week on our network of stations and the World Wide Web at ESPNSuperstation.com. On 1230 AM KHAS, Thursday night, the St. Cecilia girls are at Sutton, and Friday, St. Cecilia will host Grand Island Central Catholic in boys action. On Classic Hits 98.9, Thursday, Loup City's at Kearney Catholic, Friday, Amherst is at Elm Creek, and don't forget, all 8 games of the Heartland Hoops Classic in Grand Island can be heard Saturday beginning at 9 a.m. right here on ESPN.
Sunny to partly cloudy skies develop across the area today with high temperatures up in the low 30s. Winds out of the west will also stay at about 5 to 15. Now we can expect partly to mostly cloudy skies tonight with a low near 15. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Right now, 23.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Duke comes back, beats North Carolina last night, and just kind of following up on that Nebraska basketball, you know, when they're not good, let's face it. I mean, you root for them, but it's like rooting for the Royals. You want them to win, but you got to root for somebody that actually has a chance and is playing basketball in March. So there are a lot of Duke and North Carolina fans around Central Nebraska. That is our Sunny Hot Topic poll question of this week. Who do you root for? Duke, North Carolina, neither, or both? You have no real one way or the other. Go on to ESPNSuperstation.com and cast your vote. If you're there as well, it's where you can always find our podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal and The Loft. Sports fans, you can talk about that and watch all of your favorite sporting activities at Cunningham's. No better place to be if you want to catch up on your favorite sports teams on one of their 20 HD screens, including the huge 10-foot projection screen. You can enjoy happy hour specials every day from 3 to 6, including the Big Ass Pears for $2.50, along with All Wells for $1.50. And don't forget, Cunningham's has a large selection of small crafted microbrews available with the guaranteed coldest draft beer in Kearney. And of course, on the weekends, live music, people. You don't get it anywhere else. Watch a live band every week, including this weekend's band, the Brad Cordell Band from Las Vegas, playing blues, soul this Friday and Saturday. They've got more great bands the next couple of weeks from all over the country. So whether it's a casual get-together with friends or a night out on the town, Cunningham's Journal in the Loft is the place to be. You can check them out on Facebook as well or see them downtown Kearney on 23rd Street. Daddy, the teams, the rosters for the 53rd annual Nebraska Shrine Bowl have been released. We will talk about that in just a moment. We already know who some of the coaches are, but right now there's so much going on in the world of sports, and district wrestling is this weekend, and we are pleased to welcome back to the program from HuskerMat.com, Ross Halford, as he is going to be very busy the next couple of weeks as well with wrestling. Ross, good morning, and welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Morning, gentlemen. How are you guys doing?
Well, it's the calm before the storm, my friend. How you feeling as we jump into districts this weekend?
Oh, you know, I mean, I've always said that, you know, I was probably a better analyst and doing better at what I actually do, which is to write about the wrestlers rather than wrestle myself. I was a district champion way back in 1992, but. You know, I don't get quite as nervous for the districts now. It's a lot more fun for me to be able to sit back and watch these kids compete at such a high level. I mean, this is what you work all off season for here, is to put on a good performance now and then take that next step to get into Omaha. So should be some great wrestling this week all across the state.
Ross Alford joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Ross, before we get into the talk about individual teams and stuff, I want your thoughts on the Class A district pitting four of the top six teams in the state, that same district. Doesn't something have to be done about that?
Well, I listened to Coach McCann yesterday, and you know, I'm in agreement. I was listening to him and saying, well, I don't know what the option is or you know, what the answer is to doing something like that, but certainly you're right. I mean, as I put together the district projections and predict the top four kids that will ultimately go on to Omaha, yeah, A4 and A3 are certainly you know, far ahead of A1 and A2. And I told a friend of mine that I said, you know, A2 may be one of the worst districts that I've ever seen in Class A. And you know, it's just there's just not much there. And in one case, I think with one of the weights, I believe it was 130 out of A2. I couldn't even find a household name or anybody to even say who can win this district. So I had four open spots listed there, and that should never happen. But, you know, it is what it is. And, you know, unless the NSAA decides to make some changes with how they do that, and, you know, the schools and the coaches get on board with some type of a change, then we'll continue to have it, you know, work the way that it is. I mean, there's a lot of options, I think, for things that, you know, we'd like to see changed. I mean, how about the state tournament? How about, you know, a way to separate out two undefeated kids or two former state champs like they do out in the state of Ohio? So, again, it's just one, you know, part of a, I think, a bigger problem that we have all across the state. And then you can get into the whole three-class, you know, system and, you know, start to get, you know, tempers flaring with that whole thing. But another topic for another day, I suppose.
Well, I like too that we're starting to see more teams go cross. You know, A's wrestling some B's. You've got more events now going on where different teams like Grand Island hosting at the Heartland Events Center and the Fracas, and they go out and you don't necessarily have to be undefeated to be the best in the state anymore. And Ross Halford is joining us here. What about those changes next week in Omaha? Just your early thoughts on that? Going to the 10 mats, shoring up the time, starting the semifinals earlier. What's going to be the biggest benefit of all of these changes, and is there any drawback?
Well, I mean, I think from probably, you know, the time standpoint, I mean, that's certainly a long day with the way they had it formatted before. I mean, we would get to the, you know, Quest Center at 7:30 in the morning, start broadcasting at 8:30, and take a little break between the sessions, and then, you know, probably get done on that first day at 11:30, you know, at night, and that's an extremely long day. But on the downside, of course, from my perspective, I'm trying to cover all four classes, and so now that there's two extra mats going, you know, it's going to be a little harder job if, you know, you're in my position. But you know what? We'll see how it goes, and you know, I'm sure that you know, if something needs to be changed after this year where it doesn't work out, then I'm sure, you know, the NSAA would probably be open to going back and fixing, you know, some things. But I don't know. All I can say is it'll be interesting. You know, should be the main thing. I wasn't aware of the semifinals that start at 5 o'clock on Friday night. So again, that'll be a little different change. As long as I've been covering wrestling in Nebraska, it's always been 6 o'clock. So we'll get used to it and see how it works.
Ross, several area teams very, very deep this year. Amherst, Wood River, Grand Island, of course, Kearney. Of those teams, how many are going to send 12, 13, 14 wrestlers to the state tournament?
Well, it's really hard to do that in classes C and D as well, but a little easier in Class A. But you know, I don't know that there's any teams that will send 14 down to Omaha this year, but. Certainly, you know, into that 10 to 12 range. I think all those teams that you just mentioned there have a chance to send almost close to a full roster, you know, down to Omaha. But, you know, again, there's some great wrestling right out in the central part of the state right now. And those teams you mentioned are perennial powers. You know, of course, the Wood River, Amherst, Kearney, Grand Island. I mean, those are great programs. And, you know, very comparable to the northeast part of the state right now in terms of quality wrestling. You know, again, I'm very, very impressive, and I guess we'll see how it all shakes out this weekend.
Ross Halford of HuskerMat.com joins us. You can go online and check out all that is with Nebraska Wrestling and chat boards that discuss a whole lot more. Ross, outside, we talked about the A4 district. I'll be over at the D3. Where are you going, and what other district intrigues you in Nebraska this weekend?
Yeah, I do like the A4 district. Obviously, we mentioned that. And I mean, you look at the potential final matches there, they'll be outstanding. With those power teams that you have there. I'll be over at the B2 district at Boys Town. A lot of discussion, of course, is this the year that Scott gets taken down? And, I think Bennington right out of that district will have something serious to say about whether that happens or not. But it's a really great district. And certainly I think out of B3, keep an eye on Central City. Again, they're right up there among the contenders in Class B, and I always like the C2 Northeast District up at Battle Creek. I mean, you talk about teams like Madison, and Battle Creek's got a great team this year. Takema Herman, Stanton, Oakland Creek's got a couple quality kids, and so there'll be some great wrestling up there, and certainly the D2 Northeast District as well. That is absolutely loaded. I mean, you can look at the district projections he put together, and you might see a lot of district finals that turn around and be state championship finals right out of that Pender district up north with Howells, and Aquinas has a nice team this year. Pender really coming on. Plainview, another ranked team in Windside, of course. So a lot of great wrestling. I went to the D2 district last year and was very impressed with the quality of wrestling, so it should be a lot of fun wherever you're at this weekend.
Ross, give me three or four kids that are prohibitive favorites, not only to bring home a district title, but something would have to happen if they're not going to bring home a state championship medal title.
Yeah, I think you got a handful of kids. Earlier this year, I created a list of my top five pound for pound wrestlers in the state, and certainly you talk about Thomas Gilman, Omaha Scut 119. He's rated, number two in the country, cadet national freestyle champion. Austin Wilson out of Hastings, St. Cecilia, who's just about ready. I think his first match at districts this week, he'll break the all-class state wins record, career victories record as well. You've also got another kid from out west, a freshman, Colton Adams, out of Scott's Bluff at 112. He is currently, I believe, 38-0 on the year. He is also ranked very highly nationally. And in order for somebody to beat a wrestler like that, I mean, he's right up there in terms of, pound-for-pound abilities with the other two guys that I just mentioned as well. But do keep in mind, that anything can certainly happen. Some discussion on the open forum about Logan Storley, who is out of the state of South Dakota, number one rated senior in the country, had 197 straight matches up to a couple weeks ago, was actually leading in a regular season match 15-1 and ended up getting twisted and getting pinned. Kind of made a YouTube sensation out of the kid that beat him. So, hey, it's wrestling. Anything can happen, but we certainly do have some great individuals that it would take a lot to be able to beat these type of kids.
Number one, number two in the nation.
Check out that. I saw that. Check that video out. It's just a dad videotaping it. It's something else. Ross, we sure appreciate the time here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll catch up with you on Sunday for our wrestling rally on Classic Hits, and have a great weekend.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Take care, guys.
Thanks, Ross. Ross Halford, Husker Matt. .com, the very latest in wrestling. And of course, folks, little kids wrestling. It's amazing because Sunday there'll be some little kids tournaments going on. These coaches will come back, they'll look at all the state sheets, and they go, okay, Sunday morning, got to get up, got to see my own kids. Then we're off to little kids wrestling. And to get your kid ready, Misco Sports has everything you need. Wrestling brands like Asics, Mattman, Adidas, and Brute. They've got the singlets, the headgear, the knee pads, and the shoes. You can buy it all, and they'll help you out at Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center, where they're open 7 days a week. And on Thursdays, they're open till 8. So, Daddy, how long are they open till today?
Well, they're open till 8.
That's today at Misco Sports. You'll be better equipped for the games you play. Stop in and see the Steve Squared and see what's going on in the world of sports. If you just need something to lounge in, relax in, Husker gear, Loper gear, Kearney, High Kearney Catholic, or just to anything else, Nike, Adidas, Mizuno, do that. They've got the comfortable, long-lasting apparel at Misco Sports, and it's never too early to start thinking track and soccer season, baseball and softball, all the gear is rolling in at Misco Sports. We'll be back in the Midway Auto
That's
Group.
That's where I got my singlet.
Yeah. We'll be back in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth here in just a moment to talk with Mitch Sherman of the Omaha World Herald about Husker football after this.
The worldwide boxing event of the year is coming. Not to New York, not to Las Vegas. The worldwide televised Showtime World Title Fight Lightweight Division is coming to the Heartland Event Center in Grand Island, Nebraska. Antonio DeMarco takes on Reyes Sanchez Saturday, February 26. Tickets on sale now while supplies last. Ticket prices start at $19 plus fees. Or get a limited number of family four-packs starting at $60 plus fees. Be a part of boxing history as DeMarco and Sanchez go head-to-head in 12 rounds for the world title. Never before has Nebraska hosted such a major boxing event. Don't miss it. Get your tickets now at all Ticketmaster outlets and the Fonner Park Business Office. This nationally televised Showtime World Title Fight is brought to you by these local sponsors.
Tom Dinsdale Automotive, Bud Light, Five Points Bank. With new improved bill pay system, watch for mobile banking coming soon, Five Points Bank. And Middleton Electric.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving, heading up the Mead team. Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified bill paying. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by your local Farm Bureau agents, Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney today at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Sunny to partly cloudy skies develop across the area today with high temperatures up in the low 30s. Winds out of the west will also stay at about 5 to 15. That way you can expect partly to mostly cloudy skies tonight with a low near 15. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 23.
Back on the Doug and Danny Show. Mark and Minden wants to know.
He's yawning, it says. When does March Madness start? Wait till the figure skating is on TV the next couple of weekends. You're searching out golf, replaying it. Of course, remember, it is Rocky Week, so you are saved there.
A&E.
Clubber. He went down last night.
It was Rocky Week up until Storage Wars?
I don't know.
What was on after that?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Love that show.
It is 24/7. There's a lot of TV apparently out there.
I think our next guest watches Storage Wars.
Mitch Sherman from the Omaha World Herald joins us here in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth as the Huskers are just days away from making major announcements that we don't know anything about. Hi, Mitch.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Well, it's going. It's cold enough that Daddy has his shirt on and all is good here in the world of the Doug and Daddy Show.
Glad to hear that.
I don't know where to start. Is it news anymore? Is there anything? Is there anything that's newsworthy on the Nebraska football front?
Well, there's some old news, and we're waiting on some new news. But right now, not a lot of doesn't seem to be a lot of developments on what's happening with this coaching staff. I mean, really, Nebraska's kind of back in the bunker. You know, Bo Pelini talked last Wednesday, and as we all know, he did not talk about or did not want to talk about, and really didn't address issues of turning over almost half of his coaching staff, which appears to be imminent now. But it looks like it's still a few days away. I think it's going to be next week before this thing is all said and done. At least I hope that it's done by the end of next week. And please don't let it drag on past that. You know, then we'll have something really to sink our teeth into. Right now, we know who most of these guys are, but you know, we're still awaiting official word.
Mitch, first I'd like to say I thought you did a very good job in that press conference calming everybody's nerves and had a major blow-up happening. Second of all, why would Bo Pelini play his cards or play his hand the way he has played it to this point?
I don't know. Well, I mean, there's a number of different things going on here. I mean, one, the Marvin Sanders situation was something that clearly Bo was not ready to talk about on signing day, and I don't think he was able to. It was more of a university decision what happened there, not a football thing, and that's all the detail that I know about. But Bo couldn't come out and say what people wanted him to say about Marvin then, and I understand that one. The offensive stuff is more puzzling because he's left these two guys, Ted Gilmore and Sean Watson, to really just kind of flap in the wind as everybody knows their fate. This is not even a question of if it's going to happen. I have gotten that question a few times over the last week or so. Is he really going to do this? Is he really going to get rid of Watson? It's over. It's done. This is happening. He's not there working on a daily basis anymore. It is a done deal. Watson is gone. So why when that is evident, he needs to continue to further this thing and seemingly wanting to do it to benefit Watson in some bizarre way. This thought that if you have a job, it's easier to get a job. Well, yeah, in the technicality of the situation, he has a job, but nobody's really fooled here. If Sean Watson's going to get a job, the reason is not going to be because Bo waited another week or 2 weeks or a month, whatever it was, to announce his departure. So, I just, like I said, I this thing just kind of needs to end, and you know, the sooner the better.
Mitch Sherman of the Omaha World Herald joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Today he has an article where he talked to Milt Tanneper and a few ex-Huskers about maybe the last coaching spot that nobody knows is official. It looks like the name John Garrison, a former Husker intern and center, might be out there talking about maybe having two coaches on the offensive line to, I don't know, help Barney Cotton. Where are they leaning towards, Mitch?
Well, yeah, Garrison is the guy that it looks like. There's a precedent there for Bo Pelini to promote young guys on his staff that he likes. It's kind of right in line with what he did with John Papuchis and Mike Eckler when he came from LSU. And it's right in line with the way Bo operates, to surround himself by people that he knows and people that he trusts. John Garrison has been there at Nebraska for a couple of years working with his staff and has obviously impressed them to the point where they're ready to give him more responsibility. The two offensive line coach approach is something that has been more the norm at Nebraska than the situation that we've had for the last 8 years. Nebraska had Dan Young and Milt Tanneper for a long period of time, and before that, Milt worked with Cletus Fisher and Carl Selmer going back into the 60s. So it's because of the complexity of their offense over those decades, it worked best, and because of the numbers that Nebraska had in practice, the sheer bodies that you had on the offensive line, it worked best. Well, they're not real far away. from those kind of numbers. Yes, there were times where Nebraska had 200 players on the roster, and that's not what we're looking at now. But realistically, the guys who had a chance to get on the field, it was similar to where the numbers they're getting back to now, you know, 140, 150 range. And the offensive line makes up almost half the offense. So to have one guy out of five offensive coaches in charge of that whole thing is not the the most ideal breakdown as far as numbers go. So I think it would be something that could help Nebraska kind of stabilize that area of the team that's been kind of a problem for a few years.
Mitch, the name that people started hearing around, you know, I think the bowl game was Scott Frost, and Bo Pelini liked the Oregon style, and he wanted to go to that. Why did that not work out?
Well, Scott had an opportunity to come, but I think it was a good move on the part of both sides. He wanted it to be a promotion, to be a clear promotion. He didn't want to make a lateral move to Nebraska. And I wouldn't be critical of him for that. Yes, he's a Nebraska grad and is a person who is steeped in Nebraska tradition, won a national championship in Tom Osborne's final season. But and loyalty is a great thing, but it doesn't dominate. It doesn't take precedence over everything. He's in a good position right now to be working with Chip Kelly, who's a preeminent offensive mind in college football. Clearly, Oregon has some good things going out there. And for the betterment of Scott's career, it's not a good thing for him to make a lateral move to Nebraska to work with Tim Beck and Bo Pelini. The future is more certain at Oregon. What he knows, what he has there, and it's a good thing. Now, if he was going to be able to come to Nebraska to be the offensive coordinator and call plays, or maybe even the co-offensive coordinator, that's a different story. That's a jump. That's a promotion. That's something that could further his career right there. But from Nebraska's point of view, Scott's only been an offensive coach in college football for 2 years. Yeah, he's been around Bill Walsh and he's been around Tom Osborne and he's been around Bill Belichick. But he hasn't been an offensive coach in college football for 2 years, and he's never called plays. So it would be a big gamble for Nebraska to give him that kind of responsibility right now. So I think it's okay the way it went for both sides. They never came to an agreement, and I think it's going to work out best for both sides. And maybe there'll be an opportunity down the road for Scott to get back to Nebraska.
With Tim Beck taking over as offensive coordinator, what changes are inevitable, or what immediately do you say being different than the disaster we put on the field a year ago?
Some definition to the offense. And unfortunately, we've been talking about that for the better part of 2 years. Ever since Joe Gans left the program, this offense has not known what it wanted to be. They'll look good for a week, as you know, and you think, okay, this is the direction they're headed, and then a week later, it's out the window. So he's going to bring some definition, some direction to this offense. Whether it works, whether it takes, that's going to be open for debate. That's going to be what we discover over the next 9 or 10 months. So it's going to be what Tim Beck knows is kind of that spread thing. I don't know that it'll be spread in the sense that Texas Tech did it or the way that Oklahoma did it. He's going to put his own spin on the spread, but they're going to be heavy on the quarterback run game, and then they're going to rely on a lot of the same principles that he did when he was at Kansas with Todd Reesing and Jake Sharp and Kerry Meyer and that good team in 2007 that hung 76 on Nebraska.
Mitch Sherman, Omaha World Herald. Spring ball begins 1 month from Saturday, which is a little earlier. That we're not going to see anything different. They're just taking an extra week because of spring break. That's about it, isn't it?
Yeah, it's different. It's a different setup to take a week on and then go a week off, and a lot of schools do that. I know Texas has traditionally done that. It'll be interesting to see what the play. And I think some schools have done it because they don't want their players down in Texas and in Florida, living it up and partying over spring break. So if you're in the middle of spring practice, it makes it a little harder to do that. So I don't know how that'll go over with some of these guys and what kind of rules Bo's going to set for his players as far as what they can do in that off week. But it's a little bit of a twist on spring practice in Nebraska. So that'll be an early question to ask Bo when they get out there on the field is what kind of limitations he sets on his players. As far as travel and what they're allowed to do in that second week, third week of March.
Mitch, appreciate the time you give us as always here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Thanks so much.
Yeah, you guys take care. Thank you.
Take care, Mitch. Mitch Sherman of the Omaha World Herald. Check it out, omaha.com. Buy the paper, whatever you need to do, because it's updated. He's Twittering. He's all over the place. It's Mitch Sherman. Coming up on the Doug and Daddy Show, we are going to let you know who is in the Shrine Bowl this summer. We'll also let you know what's going on with the Heartland Hoops Classic. Brad Feakin, the head boys basketball coach at Gretna, is going to join us. And don't forget, here in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth, we want to let you know about the certified pre-owned and brand-new vehicles at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Chevrolet Buick Cadillac on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. There's no charge roadside assistance on all certified vehicles. They have a 30-day exchange policy on their certified vehicles, and they throw in the Midway certified pre-owned comprehensive 6-month, 6,000-mile warranty and a 2-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. It's more than $2,500 added value when you buy from the Midway Auto Group. Go out and see any of the great folks, Andy and Ryan, any of the salesmen and saleswomen at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, or you can even kind of prepare yourself by going online and checking out everything at thinkmidway.com. We'll be back after this.
Live from Progressive.
Flo again, talking about something dear to my heart.
Saving money.
And we have Marcy.
Hi, can I really find other car insurance companies' rates on Progressive.com?
Sure can. It makes rate shopping fast and saving as easy as pie.
Oh, it's got to be easier than that. Ever tried making a pecan pie?
It can get soupy.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Comparison rates not available in Massachusetts and certain other states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Guys get haircuts. Guys watch sports. Year after year, that winning combination has landed Sport Clips on Entrepreneur Magazine's list of America's fastest-growing franchises. Featured on CNBC, Sport Clips is a one-of-a-kind business with a proven successful track record. If you're a serious investor who wants to work on the business, not in it, there may be a Sport Clips franchise available in your market. Some businesses were made for success. Sport Clips is one of them. Every investment should be this obvious. Check it out now at sportclips.com.
Look, so here's the deal. I get off work at 4 every day. Wife thinks it's 5, but sometimes I like to have a little break. So every day, my buddies and I head down to Cunningham's Journal for their happy hour specials from 3 to 6. They have the best selection of small craft and micro brews, Buck 50 Wells, guarantee the coldest draft beer in town, and of course, their big ass beers for $2.50. You see, I love my wife, but sports guys like us need time to sit down with their buds, have a cold beer, and watch our favorite sports. So sports fans, when you're ready for your happy hour, the place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
It's all about UNK Athletics. Wednesdays with Doug and Danny. Loper Lake is brought to you by Charter West National Bank. You have your reasons. We have your loan. And by Garrett Tires Transit Appliances, Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island, Broken Bow, and Cozad. Loper Lake Wednesdays on Doug and Danny on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
Sunny to partly cloudy skies develop across the area today with high temperatures up in the low 30s. Winds out of the west will also stay at about 5 to 15. Now we can expect partly to mostly cloudy skies tonight with a low near 15. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 23.
Sexy can, just pardon my manners. Girl, how you shake it, gotta play a life.
Back on the Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. The gradual warm-up has begun.
And thank God for that.
But the deals have been hot all winter long at Bruce Furniture in Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and, yes, Alliance.
Well, it's the biggest home furnishing sale ever, and it's going on for a limited time now at Bruce Furniture. Plain and simple, for every $1,000 you get $200 free furniture. Buy $5,000 in furniture, $1,000 in bonus furniture coming your way. It goes on and on. You get it now. Bruce Furniture is where it's at. No, they haven't marked up the furniture to offset the bonus. And yes, long-term financing is still available, including same as cash, 12-month financing. Don't pay a dime of interest, Bruce Furniture. Maybe. Whether it's Serta Sleep System or Recliner for Reclining. Just right for you, Bruce Furniture, Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, Alliance.
Maybe you just need something for the den. Maybe you're building a new house and need to fill it all up. Why not get free furniture? I mean, if I was building a new house, probably going to need some new furniture.
Competent.
Go see the gang at Bruce Furniture. Follow them on Facebook as well. The Shrine Bowl roster announced this morning, and players on the North team from the area include Grand Island Senior High's Daniel Satella and Nolan Kawada, Broken Bow's Nate Scott, and Jack Gangwish from Wood River. Also on the South team, Tyson Brockmeyer of Aurora, Skylar Hunt from Adams Central, Tanner Jones and Brady Root from Hastings, Zach Maloli and Trey Young from Kearney High, Kyle McCarthy from Aurora, Gus Peterson from Cambridge. Now, Randy Hubert of Aurora, Josh Graves of Cambridge, Rick Rebarger of Hastings are all coaching on the South team. Mark Waller, the Holdridge former coach now at Lincoln North Star, is on the North team. Mark Hudson of Ravenna is there as well. I noticed only two of the walk-ons from Nebraska are not on the Shrine list. One of those is Adam Kuchera from Litchfield. Only two eight-man players were taken. Corey Brester for Howells is on the North, and Mike Marr of Pawnee City is on the South. There are four scholarship players that Nebraska has in their recruiting class. Two are playing, two are not. Obviously, we did not mention Zach Stirrup. He is not playing, and Ryan Reeves of Crete is not playing. David Sutton, the tight end from Lincoln Southeast, and Daniel Davey from Beatrice are both on the South team. And also on the South team, a Gretna Dragon, Cole Spurgeon, has been announced that he will be on the Shrine. Let's go to Gretna, where they're getting ready for basketball, not football, in the Heartland Hoops Classic. Brad Feakin, who has ties to Central Nebraska, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. His Dragons are 18-1, a bucket away from being unbeaten. Coach, thanks for joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio, and we're looking forward to some great basketball Saturday.
Yep, thank you for having me. It should be a pretty good game.
Brad, obviously, you looked up and down you guys' schedule. You are a defensive-oriented team. You put the clamps on people. Anybody that holds Ravenna to 39 points, that's defense.
Yeah, I think that's kind of been our stable since I came to Gretna. I think offense can come and go, but I think the defensive end is very, very important for our ball club and our program.
Brad, you guys have been able to get on a little bit of a roll. You're the conference tournament champions. What's been working so well here in the second half of the season, maybe that got better from Christmas, that you're really pleased with?
I think we're just kind of coming together as a unit. I think we have a lot of experience back, and it took us a little while for our younger guys to kind of gel. And our practice has been very, very well because we've been very competitive at the JV level, and I think it's really helped our older guys. You know what? We've kind of just really implemented a new offense, and I think our kids are really buying in and doing things right. So I've been pretty lucky, and you know, the ball's bounced our way too, so we'll take it.
Brad, obviously the opportunity to play in Central Nebraska, the Heartland Hoops Classic, is not for everybody. Why did you guys decide to do it?
You know what, I think it's a great opportunity. It's a great avenue. It's very, very well ran. Great competition. You can't pass it up. I think it's a great experience for our kids too. And I think we don't have a lot of road trips. This is a good one for us. It's a good bonding experience for us. We grab some pizza, watch some games. There's too much good that comes out of it.
And obviously, being with an opportunity to play a couple of teams out this way, like Hastings St. Cecilia, you can do a little scouting as well, I'm sure. For the folks that are going to be sitting in the stands watching this Gretna ball club, and Tony talked about your defense, what should they expect to see? If you were scouting you, what would you be telling folks?
You know what? I think we're, like you said, a very, very passionate on the defensive end, and that comes from our kids. I think offensively, we have a lot of guys that can put the ball in the hole, and we're very, very, very tough to guard at times. When we get in trouble, we kind of go the one-on-one stuff, but we haven't done a lot of that lately, and I think it's proved to for W's for us. So I think we're an entertaining ball club. I think we'll get after it, which gives, you know, the spectator a lot to look forward to.
Brad, 14 out of your 19 games have come against people with 1-2s as far as playoff points go. You've been tested from the start of the year and really just finished teams off all year long.
Yeah, you know what? We kind of picked up some games that I thought would be good for us. I think the Harlan game is a great game for us. They're considered in year in, year out, a great challenge. I didn't want to have a lot of teams I think we were better than. I wanted to make sure we were, you know, kind of razor's edge all the time so our kids weren't looking past.
Brad Feakin with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. He is the head boys basketball coach at Gretna. They will play Adams Central in the Heartland Hoops Classic. That is the 5:45 game Saturday. All the games are here on ESPN Radio. You like to play defense. Adams Central likes to shoot threes. I think everybody knows that by now. Tied the state record by knocking down 20 of them in a game earlier this year. What do you have to do specially to guard the three and then prevent from getting a backdoor cut on?
I think they're a great challenge for us. They are a very, very good ball club, very good, very well coached. They have a lot of weapons. They're not one-dimensional. Like you said, they're very good at taking to the rim, and they will bomb from perimeter, and they will bomb from deep. So when they cross half court, we better be ready to play and ready to compete. If we're not, you know, we're going to get punched in the mouth, and we're going to have to respond. So it's going to be a great game.
Who gets the assignment of Brady Barrett? I would assume him and Stein are probably the two big shooters. Who are the two best defenders on your ball club?
I would guess guard spots, Tyler Ortley, Cole Spurgeon, and Tanner Miller. You know what? To be honest, I think all three of them are very, very good defenders, and we can kind of throw different guys at them. That's one reason we've been so successful is we have very, very good defensive players at all five spots. So our benches really came around. I would guess, you know, Ortley, Cole, and Tanner, one of them are going to get the great duty of guarding Barrett. And you know what? Like you said, when we cross half, we're going to have to know where he is. Otherwise, he's going to knock it down on us.
I asked Tom Crable this yesterday from Boys Town. Brad, if you're going to lift the trophy at the end of the year that you want to lift, what's going to have to improve on your basketball team if you're going to do that?
I think we have to just stay consistent. I think especially at this time of the year, there's no easy games. The so-called lower teams are going to be up for you, and you know what? You need to stay consistent. You can't play up and down. You can't have an off night defensively. You can't have an off night, you know, shooting the ball or taking care of the ball or turning the ball over. You have to be consistent. That's what we kind of stress. I think that's very, very important this time of the year.
Well, Coach, we'll let you get back to work. We look forward to a great basketball game between you and Adams Central on Saturday. And, heck, we look forward to you guys coming out to Ravenna next year. That was quite the concession as well, I would believe.
Yes. Now, you know what? It wasn't as packed. We had that huge ice storm. So
yeah.
A lot of games were canceled. So we didn't have as many people as we thought we would. But it'll be a great game down there. They're a great team and a great program. And they have a ton back. So it'll be a great challenge for us next year. So.
Brad, I just want to let you know that the state of Iowa should have sent you a thank you card for all the Ravenna fans that came and visited them after the ball game. So I'm just letting you know.
Okay.
Just letting you know that they might have bought some books across the river. So, Brad, have a safe trip here on Saturday. I know they had fun. We'll see you at the Heartland Hoops Classic.
All right, see you. Thank you guys for having me. I really appreciate it.
You bet, Coach. Take care. Brad Feakin, now at Gretna, and all our guests taken care of by the fine folks at BK. If you're hungry, you can have the lunch anytime, because not only do they have breakfast food, they've got all of their menu all morning long. You want a burger at 9? Got it for you. Maybe you want their ultimate breakfast platter, egg, sausage, pancakes, hash browns, and a fresh baked biscuit at 7 in the morning. Got it. At BK, two locations, Kearney, next to Walmart and next to Kearney Cinema, also in North Platte, Cozad, and Lexington.
Are you looking at matchups for that Heartland Hoops Classic? Gretna has obviously played Boys Town. They played Ravenna. They beat Ravenna 45-39. They beat Boys Town 56-37. So if you're comparing scores, you look at that and you think, well, maybe Ravenna's got a pretty good chance against Boys Town.
Well, I think we're going to have a lot of good basketball games, and it starts 9 a.m. with Sandy Creek Center. The first game gets right into the rest of the day. Pierce Sutton, Kearney Catholic, Archbishop Bergen. Games are spotted an hour 45 apart, and there's 8 big ones, and they're all right here on ESPN Radio. The evening games as well, the last 3 will also air on Classic Hits 98.9 FM and on the web, ESPNSuperstation.com. Looking forward to all of that, plus district wrestling coming up this weekend. Tonight, high school basketball, a good one on 1230 KHAS. Sutton St. Cecilia girls at 7:15. I'll be at Cope Gymnasium for Kearney Catholic Loop City. Early start time, fans, 5:45. So don't be late if you're coming out for the varsity. We want to thank Brad Feakin, Gretna Boys basketball coach, Ross Halford of HuskerMat.com, and Mitch Sherman from the Omaha World Herald joining us today. Tomorrow, Amherst wrestling coach Tyler Herman and the voice of Nebraska Racing, Steve Anderson, joins us as well.
Hey, we'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy Show, 1460, 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.